3-4 inches around. Tie that with twine or string, and you bind it. And you can use that, and that's what everybody used before you had brooms that you bought in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And you say those are still available?
Yeah, they're still available. There's a woman who still makes them. People just basically use them for decorative purposes, and I always thought that they were used just like they look good beside a fireplace.
Yeah.
But we got one this summer for some friends of ours from Osceola who now live out in New Mexico. And Daddy came home with it, and I decided I'd see how well it swept. And so I swept out part of the carport with it. It works really well. Mm-hmm. It works really well.
Your mother has one
now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just for decoration. There's that, and then you can take gallberry bushes.
What
now? Gallberry bushes. G-A-L-L-B-E-R-R-Y. They have gallberries. They grow down in creek bottomlands at home, and it's sort of marshy and swampy down there. And they grow there, and you can take these when they get pretty high and cut them. And people used to use those to sweep the yard with. Back before there were lawnmowers, people didn't have grass in their yard. They had shrubbery and picket fences, but no grass. To have grass in your yard was a sign that you were a sorry person.
Are those goldberries edible?
I don't know. We've never eaten them. Mm-hmm. I think so because animals eat them.
You mentioned a picket fence. What sort of fence is that? Where would you find one?
A picket fence you'd find around a house. It's wooden, and it's got, well, each little slat in the fence that goes up and down is a picket. And they're usually triangular shape on top. It's straight board, and then they've made sort of a triangle, a point at the top.
Be about high or?
Usually about 3 feet, maybe.
About 3 feet. Functional, or is it just decorative? Or?
Well, functional and decorative, but if an animal wanted to go through, it could.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing I want to ask you about, years ago, women would set aside one particular day, you know, when all the dirty clothes had accumulated, you know, they would set aside a day for, they'd say they were going to do the wash.
Yeah.
Well, and is there any other way of putting that you can think of?
Well,
do the wash.
Do the laundry.
Do the laundry.
Although laundry is more a more recent term than wash day.
Mm-hmm.
Because used to with wash day, you'd have to go out and heat up your wash pots, big cast iron pots. You'd have to build fires under them to heat the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have a scrub board. And a bar of soap, say Octagon soap or lye soap, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you'd use, that's how you'd have to wash your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see any of those big wash pots around anymore?
Yeah. We have some at home. My grandmother still has hers.
Mm-hmm. Well, in order to get the wrinkles out of your clothes, you have to
iron them.
By the way, I was mentioning a particular day when that was done. Do you have any idea of which day that might have been, when, you know, wash day? Not sure.
I'm not sure.
Do you have any idea as to whether certain other chores were set aside for
certain days?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just not sure about that. Say,